This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. The desert is beautiful, isn't it? Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm loving these longer days. Aren't you loving that? Oh, man, early mornings are still dark, but I am so tired of early dark mornings. Give me some light. Give me some light. But the longer afternoons feel so good. Of course, our chickens noticed a little bit longer days and started laying eggs. Not bad for some very old hens, but... When I'm feeding them in the late afternoon, I sing to them, "You chickens gonna lay, you chickens gonna lay, you chickens gonna lay some eggs today." And then I cluck to them, "Pocka pocka pock pock, pocka pocka pock." You know, it's the craziest thing of late. I catch myself singing a great deal, not any songs in particular, just singing, you know, to the chickens, to the dogs, to the horses, to the sky. I'm worried. You know, I saw this show on PBS about some brain disorder that people would get, and they would start singing and speaking in rhymes and telling bad jokes, and I'm going, oh dear. Well, I'll go down singing, I guess. You know, some early evenings, it probably sounds like a very bad opera. A very bad opera around our place. Petey, singing to the laundry. Anyway. You know what's blooming right now? If you do, tell me. No, up in the hills and canyons above the grassland, just above our home along the Ohalote, Manzanita, Arctostaphylos pungens. We've talked about a lot, probably many times before, but hey, I'm a winter fellow in the grassland who's florally deprived, okay? I'm a desperate guy. I'm desperate for a bloom. And Manzanita, with its tiny pink and white enclosed bells in clusters, beautiful clusters, that become the clusters of fruit that it's named after. Arctostaphylos means bear, clusters of fruit for a bear, Arctostaphylos. These tiny porcelain bells that these honeybees just love. Yeah, they do. Maybe instead of a rose for a lover for Valentine's Day, you could go into the hills, if you're like me, so florally deprived, and you could go into the hills and check out the porcelain flowers of Arctostaphylos pungens, a beautiful native in the Heath family, right? Hey, speaking of Valentine's Day, I was walking across a field with our two dogs, and one late afternoon, and I started singing those poor dogs, and it sort of happened like this. The dogs are hungry, and the horses are too, and I'm a little hungry. Yeah, it's true. The sun is setting, and it's a favorite time, so I thought I'd sit down and write a Valentine. It's been over 30 years since the evening we met at a place called the Unicorn. I'll never forget. You had a down jacket, and when we went outside, we hugged through thick feathers. Oh my gosh, is what I sighed. Remember Arturo's? It was our first official date. We met at your place. I can't remember. Was I late? But caldo con queso and chimichanga was the fare. And of course, chips and salsa for two lovers to share. It's true, I don't remember anniversaries very well. I've forgotten some birthdays. Ah, what the hell. But a sundress, some earrings, and a certain time when you said I love you and the scent of your skin. It's been 30 years, and that's a very long time. But hey, we're still together, and that's a good sign. I'm just like a bad dog that won't go away. I'm sorry, Ms. Muskete, but I'm here to stay. Well, the dogs are hungry, and the horses are too. And I'm getting hungry. Yeah, it's true. So I guess I'll do the feeding, 'cause it's dinner time. But I'm glad that I sat down and wrote this Valentine. Yeah, I'm glad that I sat down and wrote you Valentine. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.